Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hello, everybody. Welcome to LittlemanRow.com. I'm Jeremy Birmingham. I am in beautiful Chandler, Arizona. And we have a very special guest on this edition of Bermanology. We are going to be speaking with Dylan Raiola about his decision to end his recruitment and commit to Ohio State. Let's get to it. Dylan Raiola. It's here. I mean, it's faster than you thought, probably. But the recruitment is over. Number one ranked player in the country, number one ranked player at quarterback, committed to Ohio State. Let's just start right there. Dylan, what was it about the visit to Ohio State you made on the weekend of April 2nd that sort of put the Buckeyes over the top in your mind?
Yeah, I think just, you know, getting there and, you know, originally just seeing, you know, how Coach Day and Coach Dennis operate. And I just knew that that would be a fit for me. And that was a real option. And I always loved Ohio State. And, you know, they came out to see, you know, see me in the weight room in January. So, you know, I wanted to make it a point that, you know, I wanted to get back out there. And just, you know, seeing the brotherhood and seeing how the players interact, I knew it was something special, and that doesn't happen everywhere. And I knew I wanted to be a part of it.
You know, that decision, because until that visit, I mean, you and I had talked, I think, gosh, like 3 weeks ahead of that visit about what you were excited about making that trip for. And it was a generic, hey, I just need a quote or two. Mm-hmm. And something about the way that you were speaking about Ohio State at that point made me go, hey, this could actually be something much different than anyone really nationally thought it was. Mm-hmm. And it went from, in the national perspective, from 0 to 60, like real quick, right?
Yeah.
But this has been building since that visit last October. With Corey Dennis, with Ryan Day, what is it about those guys that you just felt more comfortable with them?
Yeah, I think, you know, I'm just seeing how, you know, CJ Stroud and Coach Dennis and Coach Day, how they interact, you know, how open they are with each other, and just, you know, they're very young minds, all three of them, and just seeing how, you know, how they interact, and, you know, they're always just open door policy, and you can go in and see Coach Day, Coach Dennis, whenever, you know, you're going to have a great support staff around you to make sure that you're ready to go on Saturday.
You know, you are at this point commitment number one in the class of 2024 for Ohio State. That's a big spot to be in. Mm-hmm. You're now the guy that sort of leads that class. You are the guy that has an opportunity to help build that class. And mm-hmm. as a quarterback, especially, mm-hmm. you have a power, I guess, that is different than others. How much do you think this decision will be different if you weren't a quarterback? Let's say you were a wide receiver, right? Would you feel like maybe I could wait a little bit longer? Is this just a personal thing? Is this a quarterback thing? What makes you say now is the time?
I think I just, you know, I always told my parents, you know, when I know, I know. And, you know, I knew it was what I wanted to do, to be able to play in the shoe, play in front of the best damn fans and the best damn band. And just, you know, getting people there, it's going to be fun. You know, I really don't have to sell or recruit, give any recruiting pitch. Yeah. All I got to get them is on a visit up to Ohio State, and they'll see. You know, it's just, they really just open the doors, and they just let their culture of that brotherhood and that family just vibe and go through the building.
Now, with Ohio State, the decision behind you, can you walk me through the conversation that you had with Ryan Day, with Corey Dennis, mm-hmm. when you told them that you were in?
Yeah. So Coach Day sent my dad the itinerary for, you know, that trip. And I saw, you know, we had a meeting at noon on Saturday, and I knew, you know.
So that's right before the spring game started?
Oh, no, correct. Friday. Okay. Friday at noon. That, you know, I had a meeting with Coach Day, and I just knew that, you know, once noon hit, I was going to be a Buckeye. And, you know, that just made me super excited. I couldn't sleep on the plane. You know, we were flying at 2 o'clock in the morning, and, you know, I couldn't sleep. I couldn't wait to get back up and go see Coach and let him know. But, you know, we just had the meeting, kind of went silent for a little bit. And I just told Coach Day, I'm like, Coach Day, I'm ready to be a Buckeye. And, you know, he let a little scream out, and he was just super happy for me and my family. And he's excited to look and to work with me.
You know, you waited from that trip to now about a month. or I guess 3 weeks. I mean, I'm not really good at math, Dylan. It's never been my strong suit. There's a lot of things I'm good at. Math isn't one of them. The spring game was April 16th. Today's May 9th. So 3 weeks, right?
Yep.
Three weeks.
How hard was it these last 3 weeks to not just burst at the seams to get it out and over with? You're not a social media guy. You're not a real active guy in those ways. But even in the last few weeks, you've been more active on social media. Mm-hmm. You've been tweeting at kids about Ohio State. Like, at that point, do you feel like, I just want to scream it?
You know, I knew when I did it, I went to the spring game, you know, Justin Fields, Chris Olave, Haskell Garrett, you know, all the guys that came back, Garrett Wilson. And just, you know, I told them just because, you know, they've been there and they went through it all. And, you know, it just felt really good that they knew that, man, we're super excited for you. And, you know, we want to welcome you to the brotherhood. So I think holding it in is definitely hard. But, you know, waiting this time for my birthday, it's going to be perfect.
You know, with everything that you've experienced in the last few months of recruiting, you've been all over the country. You've been to Georgia multiple times, Ohio State, USC, Clemson. You've been everywhere. How happy are you, or what type of weight is this just to get it off your shoulders and say, hey, you know what? I can now focus on being a teenager and throw away for a year and a half the number one recruit and all that stuff and just be Dylan Rayola.
Right. Yeah, I think that's huge. You know, just, you know, I knew the decision was the right decision. You know, if it was a decision to just get it over with, I probably wouldn't be at this place right now. But, you know, I'm ready. I'm ready, and, you know, I have no regrets, and I like the sound of a Buckeye.
You know, as you've looked at this decision from 1,000 different perspectives, what was the one thing about Ohio State that when you went there the first time back in October to now, what's the one thing where you're still like, wow, they were so much different in this way than anyone else that ultimately was the deciding factor? Because you're choosing from the best of the best, right? I mean, you have every option in the world available to you. So what was the one or two things that was just that much different for me?
Yeah, I think just the personal relationship with Coach Day and Coach Dennis, you know, those were the two guys that, you know, I felt like I clicked with right away. And I just knew that these were the guys I wanted to be coaching me and these guys to be growing me as a man. And I think that's what separated them was just, you know, they're very young minds and they're very relatable. And I really like that.
Now, when you talk about growing as a man, growing as your own man, I know that your father's reputation at Nebraska, the legacy at Nebraska, was something you had to consider. Mm-hmm. You went to Lincoln a couple times, you visited. He certainly wasn't pushing you in any direction, I know that. But was there a harder discussion for you to say, Dad, I want to do my own thing? Or were you comfortable from the start with that?
Yeah, I think both my parents are very great. You know, they really wanted it to be my decision.
Yeah.
And so when I told them, you know, I didn't think Nebraska was the best fit for me, you know, they said, all right, son, let's go find the best fit for you. So just, you know, my parents have been great. They've led the way the whole time, and you know, I'm very blessed.
Now that recruiting is ostensibly finished, I mean, you're going to put on the hat of being recruiter more than recruited in the next year and a half. Who's the first phone call for you once everything's public? Who is the first recruit that you call and say, listen, I need you with me?
Yeah.
Call him out. Yeah. Put it out there.
Jeremiah Smith, I'm going to need you to come with me, my guy. He's definitely going to be the first one. But there's like three or four that I really want. You know, I want KJ, come on, Peyton Woodyer, Kingston, JoJo Trader. You're my receiver too. So I need you to get back up here and let's go win some hardware.
You know, as you were at Ohio State and you watch these receivers, right? You see all the guys they had there. On the day you were there for practice, you're watching walk-ons make one-handed catches down the sideline.
Yeah.
You're watching Emeka Ibuka and Marvin Harrison and Jackson Smith and Jigba and all these guys, Julian Fleming. How important is the offense at Ohio State for you as you consider like all these things, but knowing that Ryan Day's offense, knowing that those receivers and Brian Hartline's room are there, how just much of a security blanket is that?
Yeah, I think with Coach Hartline being there, that's huge for me. You know, he's going to develop guys, get the best guys that we can to go win a national championship. And, you know, just seeing how Coach Hartline coaches and how CJ and the receivers interact, it's really the quarterback and the receiver show, and the coaches are just there to guide them. So You know, just having that and, you know, knowing that you're going to get top dudes to throw to, you know, take all the pressure out of my hands and just let me get the ball in my playmaker's hands.
Well, your playmaker's hands are going to be busy over the next handful of years because Ohio State throws the ball a ton. And certainly that's something that, as a quarterback, I know you're excited about. And in general, what should Buckeye fans know about you that they don't? Because they're going to know everything about you in the next 5 years. Yeah. But, like, heading into this decision, coming out of this decision, what's the one thing, as you look and tell Buckeye fans, this is Dylan Raiola in a nutshell. What is it that they need to know about you?
Yeah, I think you guys are going to get a hardworking kid. You're going to get a very humble kid that works for everything that he gets. You know, I'll always be, you know, you guys need something, I'll always be able to, you know, help out and get back to my community. And, you know, we're gonna work and we're going to get a national championship for Buckeye Nation that we all deserve and to get Ohio State back to where it belongs.
There it is. That's all you need to know, folks. Dylan Raiola has guaranteed 4 national championships today. Maybe not, but it doesn't matter. He has guaranteed that he's committed to Ohio State. That has happened.
Yep.
It is official. Number one player in the class of 2024, number one ranked quarterback in the class of 2024 is heading to Ohio State. That's Dylan Raiola. I'm Jeremy Birmingham. Thank you for watching. We'll catch you next time.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.